Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joe Barker's here, too. Joe's one of my good friends, and whether you know it or not, he's your good friend, because he's always thinking about us in his work as one of the top futurists of our time. He's always got us in his mind as he looks out and sees some of the markers of what's coming at us in the future, and he's very generous to come to join us on a regular basis now, coming up on 10 years. He's in his 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust, and all this time he spent with us, we appreciate very much. He's the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, and The Five Reasons of the Future, his film, Innovation at the Verge, and many other things. He's our good friend. Joe Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
And so I should say one more thing, by the way. I invite people to come to joelbarker.com because the kind of stuff we're talking about every month here, on a weekly basis, I identify things under it's called a short look at the long view. And if they go to my website and click on that, they can see other things that we don't get to talk about that I think are also important.
Right. Joel Barker, folks, I agree. You should make a weekly pilgrimage to that website. Hey, Joel, let's talk about something that has present and future implications, and that's something called the tax inversion strategy that corporations, a couple of dozen at least in the last year or so, major corporations in America have applied, and tell us about what you've been looking at.
Well, Fortune magazine did an article on this called Positively Un-American, and you know, when you see those words, you think, wait, it's a global society and it's a global thing, but they're really trying to point out a problem. And the reason I wanted us to talk about it is because this is an example of present-day policy that reaches way into the future. And so we want to be clear on the implications of the policy so that we don't make a bad decision that has long-term effects. And this is one of those things. Alan Sloan wrote the article. And basically, inversion is, and I will just use an example. I live in Minnesota half of the year, and we have a wonderful company called Medtronic. It was formed here. It was underwritten here. The University of Minnesota Research helped do what it did. It has always been a great corporate citizen. And they have decided to move to Ireland. And they're moving to Ireland because they can get 12.5% tax rate instead of ostensibly.
Are they one of the companies that are doing the inversion where they're acquiring a company there? And that allows them the tax inversion strategy to work for them.
Exactly. You have to be acquiring another company in another place, you know, taking their stock. And then you go through the process of incorporating in Ireland. And the thing that's interesting about it is that it will allow them for the future now to pay much lower taxes, even though the vast majority of what they're doing is in the U.S., which means the U.S. taxpayer is going to continue to pay for the roads that they drive on and the health care that they get, you know, all the things that go along with an American company, but they're going to be paying a much, much, much lower tax rate.
Well, this is something that Jack Lew, the Secretary of the Treasury, took a lot of heat on for commenting on in a speech, I guess it was started out as a speech. Jack Lew, President Obama's former chief of staff, now the Secretary of the Treasury, he called what you just described being economically unpatriotic. And the magazine you referred to called it un-American. Jack Lew says it's unpatriotic. And a lot of people push back. A lot of people didn't like that term. The Wall Street Journal accused Lew of not understanding economics. My problem with this, and I have to say that in Lew's defense, in his speech, in his words, And I think the reporter that you refer to in this magazine article, oh, both of them and I say that they should. What needs to be done is tax reform,
exactly.
So that this kind of strategy isn't attractive anymore.
Exactly. That's
tax reform in the United States.
Yeah. Stay here. Stay in the United States where you were born. Apply your powerful corporate pressure to help the, you know, and to get a non-moving Congress moving. In fact, Alan Sloan says there's two. Both the Democrats and the Republicans have separately made proposals that, if you brought them together, would solve the problem for all intents and purposes.
Yep.
But he said, getting them together to work together is, you know, really low.
And this is another example of where the dysfunction in Washington.
Yes.
Notice I didn't mention a party.
No. Nope.
But the dysfunction in Washington. On both sides of the aisle, is creating environments and creating scenarios that are unfavorable to the United States of America.
Exactly. One other thing we should mention too, because this is what really ticks Alan off. The shareholders, when those shares are exchanged in an inversion, they will have to pay tax on those shares.
Wow. Because it'll be like a de facto sale where you would have to pay capital gains as if you sold it.
So the shareholders are going to have to pay tax without getting any tax, but the board members and the executive all have coverage. So all their tax costs will be covered by the corporation.
Mm-hmm. That's called phantom income, because what they've done is they've created a taxable event without any cash.
That's exactly what he points out. So he says, if you're talking about a board with fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders, it doesn't look that way. So you know, it's a policy issue, and it's, as you said, could be fixed with tax reform and should be fixed with tax reform, and there are thoughtful bills that have been proposed that would take care of much of the problem, but it's not happening. And
well,
Chief Justice Brandeis,
in a now famous statement, said, "Tax avoidance is my right. Tax evasion is illegal." and this is tax evasion. This is tax avoidance.
Yes.
It's not tax evasion.
Nope,
so it is their right. But
but
as you say, and this is what rankles small business owners, Joel. We're planted in the ground. We can't go anywhere.
Exactly.
And we don't have those advantages.
Exactly.
So as the writer says, that those companies should be staying home and helping us fix the problem for all of us. Quick break, right back with Joel Barker after these messages. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.